I guess. Oh, shit, you deleted it. You never just open a new window. All right. Hey, this is Tony URL telling you guys to go to tinyurl.com/supportpfd and subscribe to the Pork Fried Dice Ko-fi. All right? They got bonus content like animated GIFs, webcomic, and even like a super secret extra podcast that you can listen to. So fucking do it or I'll kill you! Thank you!
You're listening to the show about holding the earth on your noodly back. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Remember is that you don't have to do it all at once because like when we moved into this house we had like nothing in it for a while. We, you know, we inherited some of the stuff from the previous owners and then like slowly, I mean, I still have stuff I would like to actually, you know, make rooms like make more sense and stuff, but like you can do it slowly and you can, and especially like looking for deals, Craigslist, yard sales, dumpster diving, or just garbage days, and like the Salvation Army or I'm trying to think, what is it called? Restore? Do they have that everywhere, right?
Yeah,
I think it's related to Habitat for Humanity.
So yes, yeah. It's amazing. You can go there and get everything at, like, decent prices. So, like, I have so much, I have so much to say about that because, you know, I've always been very frugal with my furniture finding.
And the cool thing is you can end up getting stuff with more character.
Yes, because I remember, I'm always like, we found that on the side of the road and we talked to this couple that was from Scotland and Ireland. Like, that is from this lady who said she traveled around the world and she was really excited to give me this because it, like, this is from that dead person. Like, it was just, like, literally, like, that's, it's cool. Like, you have a story for the things. They feel more precious. It's more, you know, it's cool to do that, I think. It's fun.
Yeah. So, we'll see. Anyway, thanks for letting me talk through all the shit.
Yeah. That's, no, I'm those excited are good things, to see I what's think. Happening mm-hmm. next. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember what cool Rafina says.
What did she say?
Rafina says, because Rafina listens to Brene Brown, that the unknown is where all outcomes are possible. So enter it with grace.
All right.
It's also where you die.
Write that down in your notes and smoke it.
It's true. I guess it's true, though. It's the unknown. It's where you die. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Duck. Okay.
That's great.
What was that?
That was his.
Did I roll a natural one?
Or 20.
Spanakopita.
We've done it. We've made it.
I'm gonna have nothing to put. I don't want to put any of Adam's personal stuff. Let's make a bunch of jokes.
Okay. You guys ever hear the one about
the dinosaur?
The lady and the dinosaur?
Wearing the nice fashion?
Yeah. The lady and the dinosaur wearing the nice fashion. The lady goes, "Hey, where'd you get those bloomers?" And the dinosaur says,
"That reminds me of my struggles with clinical depression." Oh wait, we're trying to. Okay, we're trying to. Okay, hold on.
Adam, joke about killing yourself again.
Oh my god,
Eric, punch you in the face.
Yeah, see, watch out.
Punching everybody in the
Abby's
face.
Abby's about to punch everyone tonight.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, I guess I have to do a recap. That's not part of the recap.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I love that.
I was inspired by your
boom
recap
berry,
last week.
Boom, berry.
I wanted to try to do something that was even more de-escalatory.
Oh.
So
he didn't. So he didn't
of,
do a recap.
Yes, I wasn't going to do anything. In the spirit of de-escalation, I put an Eric style bullet list recap into an industrial process. There's no creativity involved. Like the recap comes in and it's swinging on a hook, and then we slice it and we debone it. We grind it into a paste. We extrude it into a mold. We run it up a conveyor belt through a waterfall of batter. We bake it, toss it into a plastic bag. Robot eye and the ruthless quality control practice ensures it comes out the same every time.
Whoa.
So enjoy a 40-piece box of recap sentences. It wouldn't feel right, though, if we didn't count them to be sure there are 40. Right? So number one.
You just want to have enjoy it.
Phileas Balaban and his mutinous gang of 10 had their swords drawn in a threatening manner. I could eat 39 more of those, maybe. Two. Oh, Captain Malvolio Paisley and the juvenile winged owlbear were sliced and deboned. Ugh, that was kind of gross. I didn't like the way that one tasted. Three. Rafina and Will tried to persuade Phileas that Rafina is married to the captain. Four. Roscoe feels faint and says... Oh, I can't do it in the Roscoe voice. That would be nice. A moth whose wings are dusted with the twilight's whim. That sentence has some nice flavor. A little powdery. Five. Phileas Balaban and his mutinous gang of 10 escorted our party to their rooms. Six. Phileas Balaban and his mutinous gang of 10 are probably pansies. Those two sentences were shaped almost identical to the first one we tried. Thank you, Robot Eye. Seven. The party went to Rafina's room. Eight. The door locked from outside. Nine. Kick revealed himself to be Batthwack. That sentence wasn't breaded.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Read
it. 10. Reed Thorin raised the lockdown and promised on his life to keep the secret. Batthwack promised to protect him and knocked him out. Those two sentences were stuck together really well. It counts as one, I think. 11. A whip cracks. 12. A swirly purple orb appeared. Time hiccuped. And we all became aware that Will was talking to a dark power that wants us to keep killing the other dark powers. Oh, I don't know if I have room for 40 of these. No, I can do it. 13. Batwack hears a slithery, slurpy gurgle.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. Oh, crap. I dropped the rest of the sentences on the floor. Oh, what a mess. No. Oh, what? Ferret! Ferret, stop! No! Get off those nuggets! No! Ferret!
Yay! Yes. That was very well performed.
Yeah, that was totally a performance. I love it.
Ferret ate your recap.
It was gurgly. Yeah, breaded sentences. That's so great. I love that. Okay.
That was actually, amazing. Yeah. I love that.
We know what's going on.
This episode brought to you by Tyson.
We need somebody to be our Upton Sinclair and cast the light of truth on Alex's recap.
Was that Utopia or something? What was that called?
The jungle.
I think the truth is that those sentences were all made of ferrets.
Oh, ew.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I don't know. Carrots? Did you say carrots?
Carrots.
Yeah. Yeah, just for Abby's sake.
Fine.
All right, recap over. The
that
end.
Was great. I love
Abby's
it.
Abby's hiding behind the mic.
She's going to punch you out. Watch out.
She doesn't have to just say it to you. You're in the same room as her.
That's right. That guy. All right, he's getting congratulations from the child who was listening on the stairs.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
Accolades.
The child wanted to play the voice of the ferret, but the ferret didn't have a speaking role.
You know, in a lot of homes, children will crouch on the stairwell, listening to their parents argue, or
like abuse each other. And in your home, they sit there and crouch and listen tearfully to their parents.
Tearfully.
Awesome D&D recaps.
And still have to go to therapy about it.
At least we have all the material documented on a podcast for them.
Uh-huh.
Makes it easier for the therapist to take notes.
Yeah, there won't be any like hypothetical situations about what growing up was like.
Nope. All well documented, like you said. Okay, so we left you, Bathwack, in a unusual situation as described in your recap.
There are nuggets all over the floor.
You've been greeted by a begored, enlarged ferret head poking out of the torso of the former Captain Malvolio Paisley, greeted in said captain's voice. He doesn't stop on your behalf, though you may stop. The ferret continues to undulate itself from within its cadaverous confines.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I was inspired by
nothing I haven't seen before.
Usually in the bedroom, though.
Ew, what the fuck? Our children are listening and they have teary eyes, that's for sure.
Apparently, according to the wiki for the last episode we just released, what I call ferret coffins are condoms.
What?
No, you said
someone says ferret coffins. That's what I call condoms.
Yeah. That's
Wow.
You said that, right?
Yes,
apparently.
You said that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
Mark Jessen could be making it up.
Specifically because Abby said, "Is that a ferret coffin in your pocket?
Oh, okay.
Or are you just happy to see me?" And it was very funny. It was because, like, the captain was flirting with Rafina, yeah. And you were so awkward. You were like, if you're any friend of yours, and then you just walked off the... It was very funny. It was very funny. Yeah, but you did call those condoms ferret coffins.
That's what I call.
Condoms. Yeah.
So, yeah, the ferret slithers its way out, takes a few more moments... and soon it emerges and, starts to lick itself clean.
Ew.
Basically laid out, like, end to end. Like, if this stood up on its hind legs, it'd be about your height, actually.
Are you kidding
me? Wait, what? The height of Bathwack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
And otherwise it looks like a ferret.
How did it fit inside Captain Malvolio?
That's a good question. You don't understand how. But it came out of there.
Oh my god. Do you feel okay?
I mean, yeah. Do you?
Do you need new clothes?
No, I'm fine. I've got this fur. You like it? And he squiggles up, does a little arch of its back.
Are you hurt?
No. Look at me. Don't I look good? I mean, I'll get myself cleaned up here.
How will you grab the tiller?
I'll figure that out.
What the fuck?
I wasn't usually the one to grab the tiller anyway.
I have to go.
Okay.
Wait, just to clarify, I know I'm not even there, but do you look like Kick again?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, he had before.
I've lost track.
It's okay. Because the magic was back.
Right.
Do you leave or do you just say that and stand there?
I'm still staring at him.
Do you have any idea where my mutinous crew got off to?
What the fuck?
Okay.
Don't go anywhere.
Well, I mean, I'll go where I wish, but...
I mean, don't die.
I don't think I can at this point. Don't worry.
What?
Yeah, I gotta go.
You said that.
No, I'm going. Yeah, I'm going upstairs.
We're up above deck on the top deck.
I mean, what the crap? I'm going to go up to the rooms and pretend like I'm trying to find my room.
Okay, up the hallway.
But I'm listening for where everyone else is.
Okay. The rest of you have just experienced in one way or another a conversation between Will and some entity. You all find yourself occupying the same space and time once again. Will...
Is the orb still on the ground?
No.
Okay, good. Then I pretend like nothing happened, but I don't know what we were talking about before. Oh, we were talking about those crew. Idiots. Yeah, the crew... they're stupid. I can't remember that. We can probably beat them. Probably something like that. Like, I don't think we have to worry about
them. Is it time
for
me to put hole in wall now?
What is the plan? I don't know.
I mean, porthole open now.
What'd you say? Porthole?
Porthole.
Porthole.
Look like horns.
Look like horns.
Yeah, I mean, like, should I try to clamber up and up the side of the ship and come back down? Although, well, maybe the lockdown... Is the door locked still?
Do we feel our magic come back? Because you had said that he also... Oh, crap, this is going to
We stop. Heard the noise, right?
You heard the physical noise of things sa-chunking and unchunking and de-chunking.
We didn't hear anything about magic.
I mean, there's not like a...
Or feel anything. We don't feel any different.
I don't think it works like that. It doesn't work like that. I'm the DM.
Cool. Okay.
Should I, I could probably fit through that hole.
I'll try to just prestidigitate sparkles or something out of my hand.
Ding!
Does it work?
It's beautiful.
Okay, great. No. Cool. We're back. We're back, everybody. Bathwack probably saved us or something. Hopefully. Or maybe they're just really stupid and they just turned everything back on because they think we can't get out of this room. So now, what do we do? Make sure that Kik is okay.
Yeah. Yes. Let's reunite so that we can get the heck out of here or something.
I was feeling kind of weird there for a bit. Was I acting kind of weird?
Yes.
A tiny bit more than usual, yeah.
And I don't know, I guess I was... I think I had some kind of weird time-collapsed fever dream about you, Will.
I did too!
What?
What?
But in typical fashion, we're just going to move right along.
What do you mean?
Fever I mean, I dream? Would like to know what kind of shared dream you all had about Will that I didn't have.
Shimi. Oh, no. You didn't have it, Shimi?
No.
You didn't have, a whole encounter where everything was just uploaded into your brain, it felt like?
Well, I don't know what uploaded means, but no.
No? How about you?
Huh? You want me to make the hole?
Okay, what are we talking about here? Let's get back to what is happening, which is that...
No. I want to know what this shared dream is. What did you guys see or hear?
What are you talking about? If they're having hallucinations, who cares?
About you?
We're still... Okay, this happens.
I want to have them.
No, you don't, Shimi. You want to stay firmly in reality.
You and I have a connection, and if they're connecting with you in a way that we're not connecting, I'm jealous.
You don't want to have a brain aneurysm that gives you some vision of me, okay? I'm right here. I'm standing right in front of you.
They could still describe it.
And I make my face look like myself for a second, not Valencio Beijman. Wait, no, I'm not at Valencio Beijman. I turn into realizing I look like myself, I turn into Valencio Beijman. That's what I do. I'm right here. And then I turn into Valencio Beijman.
All right. Wait a minute. Okay, Rafina.
Let's right. compare notes.
On the count of three, let's...
This always goes well.
At the same time, say what we hoid. And for reference, I'm copying and pasting what I saw. And if it's what you saw, maybe you could say it too.
Are you putting it into a chat or just right into the notes?
Oh, just in the notes.
I better open them then.
Now they're hallucinating notes. Can we please get out of this room? There's no oxygen in here, I think.
All right. I have a suggestion for our shared notes is that we do them in reverse chronological order.
Yeah. That's a very reasonable, rational idea.
Thank you.
Maybe we could reorder them at some
different
later
time.
Point.
Yes. Okay, I've scrolled the appropriate amount.
All right, on the count of three, let's say what our vision was. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Someone was talking to Will.
In an instant. It was offering more control
over our actions.
Wow, I can't believe we're saying all this at the same time.
It's so weird.
It wants us to kill the dark powers.
They don't deserve what they've got.
Something about this one. This
benefit.
We should use somebody else's notes.
If we knock them out.
It said it was more than a dark power.
It's different.
It seems to be trapped in the ball.
Not a ball.
Will said it would have to be more dire for him to agree.
It says that will happen soon.
Whip crack. Then there's a whip crack. We both hoid it.
What do you think of that, guys?
What are the chances that we would so fluidly say exactly the same thing? We really...
AT is looking at us exactly the way Will is looking at us.
Yes!
Rafina and Ross. That was the best thing we've ever done.
Clearly.
I agree.
And the worst we've ever executed.
I was really expecting Abby to start saying something different halfway through.
No.
I mean, not just leaving out words.
Not intentionally.
Well.
Wow. So who was this? Was this some new entity we have to deal with? Did this happen, Will?
Maybe.
That means yes and will speak. I've learned that.
I'm not sure all of that happened, but sure, yes. There was something that just happened. I guess you weren't part of it.
No.
Whatever.
Why didn't you include me?
I had no control over it, Shimi. Oh my God. All right. Can we get out of this room?
Will, did you experience that exact thing?
That was really weird what you guys just did, so I don't really know if I experienced that. But...
I mean, ignore the theatricality of it. I'm talking about the content. Yes. We've got an ex-circus guy over here. You have to expect that kind of thing.
I think that perhaps tricks are being played on everybody, because why
Not
would
me.
That... What?
Maybe that is the trick. That I didn't hear it. Whatever this
sure.
is messing with my mind.
I think the dark powers are messing with all of us, so I wouldn't be too worried, everybody.
Well, why did we hear the same thing? Who were you talking to?
A weird thing happened to me, but I don't know if it was the same thing as what happened to you guys. It just was a yucky feeling. And definitely, probably dark powers-ish, but it's not here anymore. And don't worry, I didn't do anything. I didn't make any sort of deal. Or anything.
Do you talk to him a lot? Camel's called you KT.
KT does, actually.
every night.
This whole show is inspired by reality.
Yeah.
And was it somebody that you talked to before?
I can't tell if it's the same person, but this or person entity. I don't know. I thought Rafina killed what this thing claimed to be. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's something that was.
Wait, Rafina, what did you kill?
I think. Remember the ball that. I know. Brace yourself. It was purple and like it just sort of disintegrated in my hands.
Oh, right. God, I hate balls. The only good balls are disintegrating one.
I don't know if Roscoe was around when that happened.
I certainly was not.
Wait. That was
pre-Roscoe.
Oh, no. Oh, really?
PR.
Wow. It must have been right before we met him then.
I mean, it was in Bear Toggle, but...
It was in Bear Toggle, yeah. For sure, but... Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay.
Yeah, well, I...
Abby is done being surprised.
So this is the Swirly Man? That's what we're talking about?
It claimed to be.
Oh,
who
so
knows?
It was.
No, it claimed to be, Shimi. We don't know anything.
This is... It was some dark power that Will forswore himself to. It's where he drew all of his capabilities and magical energies from, but he kind of, like... owed his soul to it or something, but then it turned out to be...
Owed my soul?
Vistani woman who they killed. Some dwarf, like, sacrificed himself.
You're talking a lot for someone with one eye.
Well, I gotta make up for it. I gotta say
words?
What I gotta say God. What I can't see.
What?
Wait a minute. Why was it called the Swirly Man? Like, he was always going around giving people swirlies?
What's a swirly?
And Rafina goes whoop, whoop, whoop with her hands.
Yeah, that's it.
How do you give it to someone?
I'll show it to you later. Okay, well, look, I don't know what that was, but it sounds like... Well, it's said that it could help us defeat these dark powers.
No, Roscoe. If it is who it claims to be, this is the same kind of thing as Xantris. Don't even entertain the idea of getting together with it, is all I'm saying. They trick you, and then they fucking curse you, and it's not a good thing to... think that you can get anything good out of a relationship like that.
You're saying that somebody could swear allegiance to a stronger power and then they could trick you and curse you and punish you?
Yes.
That's like me and Will.
Really? Thanks, Mo.
I mean, you curse at me sometimes.
Okay, well, I bought you a suit, so
yeah.
It makes up for it.
That gives me power.
All right, fine. Okay, listen, I think we should find Pathwack and see what he thinks, okay? Is the door unlocked now? Because I don't know about you guys. I don't like mutinies unless I'm the one doing the mutinying.
Agreed. I actually very much agree with that. Have you been part of one, Roscoe? That's interesting. Circus
I've
mutiny?
Witness. Okay, well, you anticipated that bit.
I just like the phrase circus mutiny.
I have borne witness to my fair share of circus mutinies.
Wow.
yeah, the door's still locked. I checked it.
All right.
But we have our magic back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
All right. Do it. Magic the door open.
I could blast it open. I don't know if I want to do that. I guess it
can
doesn't
we just
not...
have Mo See, kick it down?
What I'm asking, guys, they said there was going to be a guard outside the door. If we just bust the door down, somebody's going to be out there. Are we ready to fight? Do we want to kill the crew? What is the plan? This seems like the dumbest crew alive, is all I'm saying. We could easily overpower them at this point, I'm assuming, if we all have our magic back and I do the same thing again just to make sure that I have magic. And I'm still Valencia Bateman looking, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all go, woo-hoo.
Oh, cool.
The thing is, like, I'm sure we could easily overpower this crew. But Rafina, can you navigate this boat across the sea? What I'm asking is whether we want to stick to the original plan. Lay low and get to Gully's End or not. What are we doing?
I feel like we can't make any big decisions until we have all of us together. We need Bathwick back. And I don't have a lot of experience piloting gigantic cruise ships, but I'm sure I could figure it out.
All right. Well, Rafina, you do kill dark powers and stuff, I assume.
You've read the book, How to Avoid Large Ships.
Available on Amazon.
I wonder if I can cast... Let's see. Does it have to be in occupant space on the ground within range? On the ground within range, I guess I don't have to see it. I might cast... Okay, I might be able to get us out of this room without such a huge explosion or anything. But again, there's going to be a guard out there. What's the plan? Do we want to civilize our way through this or do we want to kill?
Well, maybe they're not worth killing if they're so dumb.
Right, but they still have swords and they want to point them at us.
True. Oh,
you want me to go kill them all?
Let's flip a coin.
I like your style, Roscoe, but I think it's a little too random for me. Again, I think we need to kind of maybe figure out a way to still make it to Gully's End on this ship.
Probably.
I don't know what the crew plans. Do we hold them at our own sword point and make them take us to Gully's End? Do we... We don't know much. Where the fuck is Kick?
Maybe we should just wait. I've heard that if you get separated from your Kick, you should just stay in your room and wait for your Kick to come find you.
Oh. Or find a Kick that has has little kids with it. Right.
Speaking of which,
and ask that Kick.
Speaking of which, Kick, you've made your way up the hallway towards the staterooms.
Okay.
The hallway has one person in it. It is one of the crew members standing outside of the room that at least was Rafina's room, with their back to the wall, kind of right next to the door. Unless you're taking extraordinary measures to keep yourself hidden away, as soon as you come into sight, they're going to see you, and they're going to say...
That's fine.
Move along to your room, please. All passengers to their rooms, per the captain's instructions.
But I don't want to go to my room.
Well, I'm sorry, but you have to at this point. It is mandated by the captain.
Well, which one's mine?
You would have to be the one that's aware of that. I don't have...
Oh.
Which one is yours, sir?
I think it's this one, the one that you're in.
No, this is... This room is occupied, sir.
No, it's mine.
No, you must be mistaken.
You don't know what room is mine.
Why?
You just said it.
But I do know which room is not yours.
What?
This one.
Can I at least check?
No, I'm sorry.
I'll know when I see the inside.
How about we check all the other rooms first?
Oh, will you help me?
Yes.
Okay, let's go check.
Okay.
Can you go check that one for me and I'll check this one?
No, nobody's going to check this one, sir. This room is checked. This is accounted for. This is not your room, okay?
Oh, fine.
Oh, I see you have the captain's wheel there.
Oh.
It was a wheel, right?
Let me go in the room if I give
Maybe.
It to you.
I don't remember. Well, it might have
that's
been.
That's what I'm picturing now. Sure. Yeah, but
pin,
I
it's like pinned on something.
Was the wheel? Was it like a?
Yeah, it's like the thing he gives to the kids.
Yeah, yeah. I just the symbol. I was trying to remember what the symbol was.
Oh, I don't know if I wrote it down. Let me see.
I probably have it.
Just edit in whatever I said last time here.
Pin in the shape of a ship's wheel. Got
ship's
it.
Wheel, yes!
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yes. My brain works the same today that it did then. Now, come on, let's check these rooms out. Let's check this one next to this one. Maybe you just got these two mixed up.
All right. Is it safe?
Yes.
Why are you here?
Well, just that there were some things that happened on the ship, and the captain just wants to make sure everything is safe. Exactly, safe. And you are safe, sir, yes. We just need to get you in your room so you're even more safe, okay?
The captain?
Yes.
Is the captain safe?
Oh, yes.
Who was that back there, then?
Where, sir? I'm sorry.
I was coming up, and there was, like... I don't know. It was terrible.
Oh, let's not think about that. We'll forget about that. Everything's being taken care of. This is...
All right. Let's go in this one. I think it's mine. It's the one right next to the room.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I don't care which one it is.
Yeah. So that was Shimi's room.
All right, let's go in Shimi's room.
He opens it up.
I want him to go in first.
Okay.
Can you go ahead. I need to know.
Yep, yep. Help. Come on in. Look, it's empty. Is this your room? Oh, good. Does this look familiar?
I'll go in and close the door and hit him.
Okay.
Really hard.
All right.
Really hard.
I asked him if it was safe. He said it was.
Yeah. Give me
safe for me.
Give me an give me an attack roll. Are you just punching him or?
Yeah, I'm not going to hit him with my sword. Mm-hmm. So it's barehanded.
Unarmed attack, whatever that is.
I want him to go down. Yeah. Oh, man, my actual voice is getting...
Vocal fry.
Uh-huh.
All right. So just a straight up
attack.
That
was like me after playing Davy and the Ravian.
Davy and the Ravian.
Oh, man.
How do I do a...
It's just going to be unarmed. I think it's just...
It's just a strength.
You're proficient in it, so it's plus your proficiency.
So it's strength plus 3 or something.
Something like that.
Okay.
I hope he rolls a 20.
I'll just do strength and we'll do plus 3.
And then permanently gets to just jog people too
hard. Your proficiency is plus 4. It should be anyway.
Oh, okay. I mean, if that's the case, if it's plus strength plus 4, then it's 19.
Okay, yeah, that definitely hits. So... Mm. So your damage with an unarmed strike, it's 1 plus your strength mod. So that's 6. So he crumples to the floor.
Nice.
Thank you for that.
That's fine. It's a good phrase. Is he really that? He's really that weak.
He's really that weak.
All right.
Yeah, most NPCs have like a hit point or two. That's why I was knocking all those people out in Trent when I was just like whispering at them.
Most of them almost died.
Yeah, apparently. Oh, geez.
All right. And then is there anything in the room up? Like, is there anything hanging up in the ceiling? Like, is there anything that could have plausibly fallen down and hit him?
Maybe the bureau could have tipped over on him.
Perfect. I tip it over on him.
Kills him. Yep.
Hopefully I don't kill him. I'm not trying very carefully, though.
Wait, there's a... I can't recall on that one.
The mounting brackets weren't installed.
No!
Nobody ever installs those. All right. You guys hear a crash in the other room, in the wall, through the wall next to the room you're in.
Mo, put a hole in the ball.
Okay! Step!
Stabbing the wall! I say no, Mo, no!
I thought you said it was safe. Now I'm going to go out in the hallway in the room I want.
Damn it.
All right. I'm going to knock on their door. Wait, it's locked. Can I open it?
Isn't there a guard out
Wait,
there?
Wait, are you knocking? Or are you? Is it locked? Are you opening
I'm
it?
I'm just going to try to open it. No, I'm
it is locked.
And I'm not temporal typical.
Good.
I don't know. Is that a word? I made it up.
It's because you're all shifted from having that, hearing that conversation all at once in your mind.
I knew it was locked before I opened it. Exactly. I opened it before I unlocked it. And,
but you didn't open it. It was locked and is.
And then I'll knock.
Who is it? I say in that voice.
Open. Open the door.
You open the door.
It's locked.
Great. Oh. Yeah, it is.
I unlock it and go in.
Can he unlock it?
You don't see a way to unlock it. There's a keyhole, but you don't have a key.
Oh, crap.
Maybe the guy has it. Maybe the guard has it. Oh, I shouldn't have said that, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's my first thought. I'm going to go back in the other room and see if I can find
the key. Yeah, he has a key.
Great. I'll come back and unlock
it. You unlock it. It opens. D&D!
There it is.
Okay. That was the first time we actually played, guys.
That's what you've been missing out on.
Wait, this is what it is?
Forget it.
Just figuring out how to unlock a door.
Abby just disconnects.
Okay.
Oh, right. Kick, we missed open. You. Yeah, come on in.
No, let's get out.
Guys,
right.
Guys, no.
What?
No, I'll close the door behind
me. No! Too many people.
I have the key.
Click.
I have the key.
Click.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, it's in the door outside.
It's in the door. Yeah, we should go soon. But listen, the captain is not dead, but he's totally dead.
What?
What?
Like, the captain is a giant ferret as tall as me, and he crawled out of his own body.
Yeah, of course. Oh, of course, that's what happened on this ship.
He's immortal, what basically. The
fuck? Zone of
truth! It seems like we did not have the same fever dream.
Also, like
Rafina and
dream.
I had our own.
So Will was brain texting me the weirdest thing about gods and dark powers, and I don't know.
Swirly man! Stay together. Ready? Just kidding.
Swirly man kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yes, we had that too.
Yeah.
Well, not
and
all of
Captain
us.
Captain is a ferret. We have to leave. There's a mutiny. Do you guys know that? No, wait, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we know.
Yes,
about
I did,
the
because the captain said there was a mutiny.
Yes. Yeah. We all know the mutiny, and now there's a giant ferret that's the captain of the ship. Of course, this cruise ship couldn't have gone nicely with nice drinks and nice food and a normal person as a captain. It has to be a ferret.
Is it a malicious ferret?
We need to leave before the guard wakes up.
What?
You knocked him asleep?
I put him under a dresser. Yeah.
What?
Guys, I think we need to know, though. Kick, did anybody... There was a while there where some of us couldn't use magic. Did anybody... see you if you catch my drift?
Oh no. Yeah, one person.
What? Okay, now we gotta kill the
I
whole
can't
crew.
Tell you who it was.
What?
Oh, is he dead?
No, he's alive.
You can't tell us who it was?
Well, because I know what you'll do, Will.
You know what I'll do? What will I do? Kill him? You're probably
know,
right.
But I promised
but you know
I'd
what?
Protect him.
What the fuck? Protect us. We're on the same team, okay?
I did. I raised the shutters and
tell
dropped the field.
Tell us who it is.
No.
All right.
Can we
kill
argue
the
about
whole
this
crew?
Later?
No, because the thing is, if anyone knows, and Bathwack's judgment is not always...
He swore that he would never tell anybody.
All right. You know what? I swear a lot of things to you, Bathwack.
Well, you always tell me the truth, Will.
Yeah, you're
well,
right.
Most of the time.
Oh my god!
I guess.
No, look,
say.
I trust this guy. He made that sign that Trofast made. You know which one I'm talking about. And then he does it. He puts his hand
yes,
on his forehead.
Yes, but who knows if this person has the fortitude or the bravery or the ability to withstand torture in the future? What if fucking Green Lady shows up? What's her name? Julia
I don't think
Rusher.
Anyone's gonna know, though. No one's gonna know. Like, I knocked him out. It's like, you know, someone went in and deactivated everything. No one's gonna know the better. They're two unconscious people.
I think it's...
Let's just drop it. We have big problems.
This is potentially a big problem, and it is involved with everything. Not having the rest of us know who this person... Who is the person? If we all... Yeah, but it's all involved, because what I was just talking about in here is whether we should kill the entire crew and try to make our way across the ocean to Gully's End, or if we should... What? What is the alternative?
That control room looked pretty complicated.
Great.
I mean... I don't know. I couldn't have figured that out without that guy. I mean, that whoever that was, that person.
And
that person with an unknown gender or other, it was just a humanoid figure. All right,
so
it was a guy. Two arms and two legs.
So it was a guy. Okay.
You saw the crew. A guy narrows it down.
There was like a couple ladies.
But there are four non-males.
Where's the person now?
Will, you can't touch him.
You can tell me what to do.
I promised I'd protect him.
So what? You think if I know his name, I'm going to run down there and murder him? I've been the one trying to fucking maintain this illusion the entire time, Bathwack. You can't trust me to tell me his name.
You did murder some other guy, or at least you had Mo do it.
What other guy? Name the person. Who is it?
The captain of the ferry.
Oh, you mean the guy that tried to murder all of us?
Thunderclown!
My bad. My bad in trying to kill somebody who was killing all the rest of us. I am a terrible person. You're right.
Listen, we just need to get out there.
I think we need to go.
So you think that if we're wandering around, nobody's going to care? They just put us in this room.
I'm opening the door.
Roscoe and Rufina have been sitting on like the bed like it's a stairwell, just listening tearfully as Bathwack and Will argue below.
That's right.
Well.
Hug.
Hug who?
Hug and make up.
No.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sorry. Just to be anyway.
I would love to know. Go.
I'm not speaking as Bathwick right now.
Oh, go. No, okay. What was it?
I just wanted to say everything's cool. I'm just being. I'm being kind of difficult on purpose.
No, you're good.
All right. No.
Good. Okay.
KT's.
I didn't know if I was genuinely frustrating you that you wanted to have like a longer conversation.
This isn't all real.
No, but we'll have a longer conversation.
Hold on a second.
What?
This isn't all real.
Oh my god.
I don't like that bit. That bit is uncomfortable and overwhelming.
Yes.
What have we been doing for 7 years?
A DM who doesn't understand that this entire thing has been fantasy. That's too much even for me.
Even for Adam?
Adam himself.
I apologize, guys. I went too far.
Thank you.
Carry on. All right, so what's the plan? What are we doing? Where are we going?
Will sits down on the bed, lets everyone walk out.
All right, where are they going, Will? Shimi sits next to you.
We don't have to focus on me. If they're going somewhere, let them go somewhere.
Okay.
Let's go talk to the captain.
Oh. The ferret. I want to see the giant ferret. We've got to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, where was he?
Just downstairs.
But for the record, it's not downstairs. It's over there.
Just over
just
stairs.
Down the hallway.
Just down and across and up and through the thing. I opened some doors on the way and
Roscoe's staying with Will and Shimi.
So over there. Let's go. Let's walk over there.
Roscoe's staying with Shimi?
And
with
Will.
Will and Shimi, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep. Rufina's going. Can we never do anything together anymore? My gosh.
Okay.
That discussion did not make Will very happy, and he feels like he's completely lost control of everything. That's the thing. He's like, well, I refuse. Aw,
but Will never had control.
All right, let me recommend you a classic, a really helpful circus philosopher named Brené Brown. Your relationship with control will inform the rest of your emotional life in ways you could not possibly understand.
I'm miserable. I think I understand it. Okay? Yes, I get it. I understand. But right now, the problem is we have the guy that blew a hole in the wall going out and to handle this situation, and he refuses to tell me anything. So he can go. Good luck. This is his family he wants to save. I wish him all the best. Me, Valencio Beigeman, ex-valet of King Doofus, is going to sit on this bed and enjoy the cruise for as long as we can be on it until this crew turns the fucking boat around.
I mean, should we go and just start taking him out?
Shimi, with what? What do you have to take people out?
Well, I'm more talking about you two.
Oh, me and Roscoe go and take the whole crew out? And then what? Then we're stranded on a boat. Well, I have to have Rafina to pilot it. At least it's better than
someone knowing that Bathwack's alive.
It does. You know what? It doesn't fucking matter to me anymore. He can do whatever he wants. That's fine. It's his family. He's risking his own family's life. Good luck. Calling out the door.
Oh, crap. Oh, Alex just figured out the problem. But anyway.
What?
No.
What do you mean the problem?
We can role play it. Anyway, it's fine.
Okay.
All right. So you guys head over to Kick leads the way back to where he saw Ferret Malvolio. And the lifeless husk is still there. And the owlbear corpse is still there. The ferret is nowhere to be seen. And then all of a sudden, from below decks, you hear...
Oh, jeez. Big scream.
But muffled, because it's down below decks.
Oh. Rafina, let's run.
Yes, let's go. What was that scream? Let's go. We have to find it.
I'm going to run back toward the control room, toward where the barracks are.
Okay.
Follow me.
Right, so you go downstairs...
Oh my, I think I know what's going on.
And yeah, you hear more screaming. I won't play any more of that sound. As you run down and towards that big bunk room.
Just to be clear, my intention is to go straight for the control room.
Okay.
Straight for the guy who, and I would have his name on the top of my head, but I don't have...
Reed Thorin.
I was going to call him Reefer. Reefer something. Yeah.
Come on, he was in Sutherland. He was in a deep-fried, battered sentence.
That's right. Yeah, it was that one.
Okay. Are you just following Bathwack, Rafina?
I am, yeah. I'm hurrying.
Okay, and Mo's with you guys, too. And Clockface. Am I forgetting anybody else? Shimi's back with Will. Pippa's with you.
Yeah.
What about the terrarium? Is it clomping along?
It's in my room still, right?
It's with
us. If you wanted to stay there.
I tap on it and look at the warping scorpion.
Well, hold on, Will.
I know.
Entertain yourself.
I'm not supposed to tap on the glass. That's such a Tivoli thing
to
do.
You're only supposed to ride inside the terrarium while rowing across a river. That's what you're supposed to do.
I'm imagining in the Pork Fridays movie, I'm imagining a shot of a camera like following the terrarium, like clomping along, like through a ship as like fighting and mauling and like owlbear attacks are happening.
It's like one of those like single shot thing through like so many scenes.
Whoa. From like in front of the terrarium, like as it walks toward the camera, and like we see all these like
that's
all this
crazy
action happening.
That's
and
neat.
Legolas swings on to a huge mammoth thing.
An Olifant?
Sure. Yeah.
So you guys speed down the corridor towards the control room. The screaming and commotion seems to be coming from that big barracks room to your right as you're heading down the hallway.
Barracks room?
I mean,
okay.
I'm assuming that the captain is ending the mutiny. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true, but that's my assumption. And I'm going to run to... I want to make sure that Reed Thorin doesn't get killed.
Okay. So you come up to the control room, you open the door, it is unlocked. You run in and he is where you left him on the floor.
Still okay. All right, great. I'm gonna pick him up.
He's just
fine. He's put him over my shoulder.
He's still oozing blood from his head. He's A-OK.
I'm going to throw him over my shoulder. my God. And then turn to Rafina.
Who's this guy?
Nobody.
This isn't a ferret.
No. What are we going to do?
That was one of crew.
Yeah.
This is not the guard you knocked out.
This one's okay. We need to... Let's go in the barracks.
Okay. Yeah, let's figure out what's screaming. Come on.
All right, so you're...
Knock, knock, knock.
Do you knock?
Is the door
so
locked?
So polite. Is the door locked? You open it. Is the door locked?
Housekeeping!
Your limbs being torn from bodies. Yeah.
Hello! Towel service.
They need a lot of towels in there, probably.
Yes, I'm sure they do. Open the door and find yourselves... You thought the hallway upstairs was bad.
Oh, jeez.
This is a room of carnage. There is a furry, slithery noodle scurrying back and forth, tossing what appear to be, at this point, corpses about up into the air. It almost looks like it's kind of having fun. Kind of playing about with a number of bodies here in the sleeping quarters for the crew of the SS Abalone.
Yes, some bowel service.
Nice.
The furniture is like everywhere, like it's just a mess in here. It's just chaos, pandemonium. Nice. You don't see anybody alive other than the ferret.
Should Rafina roll for wanting to get involved? Because she weirdly doesn't want to get involved.
I don't think you have to roll for that. That's just something you decide.
Okay.
You just close the door quietly.
I'm going to let this just happen.
Wow.
I don't feel like we have a good reason to get involved in this. Doesn't feel like our fight.
Rafina.
What do you think, Bathwack?
Can you steer the ship?
Probably. How hard can it be?
Let's go to the bridge.
You'll have to grumble a little louder because I can't hear you.
Let's go to the bridge.
Ooh, no, remember that voice.
It's but... very Batman.
Yeah. Where's Rachel? Where's Rafina?
So you just leave?
Wow.
Sort of back out, yep. And just sort of shut the door.
Oh, wait! Seem like... Wait! Rafina!
Oh, damn it.
The ferret skids to a stop, turns, looks at you. It's very cute. It's just a ferret, but
it's
large.
Huge!
Oh, yeah. Very big. Oh!
Hello?
You are.
Hi.
Scampers up to you.
You must be the captain.
At your service.
That's my line.
I know. I love it.
Aww. So I'm a
Are
little
right?
confused about what's happening here. I'm very confused and I'm a little concerned.
Well, as far as I'm aware, these miscreants have taken it upon themselves to try to commandeer my ship. Probably put you at risk, my dear. Whoa. And that's not okay with me. So we're just nipping that in the bud, as it were.
I see. I feel like it would be pointless to ask you not to shed blood on my behalf.
Aww.
At this point...
Blood drips onto her feet.
On my... Not from, on my behalf. On my behind.
Entrails. I suppose that it's not entirely on your behalf. I mean, this was a mutiny against me, so. But maybe some of the ferocity came from my... Listen, I'm going to be upfront a bit. My feelings for you, Rafina.
Whoa.
That's very forward.
I find myself feeling much more myself now, and so feel free to speak my mind plainly.
Well, I'm touched by your frankness, and I wonder if we can have a discussion about this event of you exiting the captain's body and what your plans are.
Sure, sure. He turns his head over his slinky, noodly body and looks over the room. Maybe not here, though?
Yeah, let's go get a cup of coffee.
Okay. And he comes out of the room.
Is there any crew left that makes coffee?
Oh, we can figure that out.
Okay.
Maybe this guy can make a coffee when he wakes up.
Oh!
No. He's okay.
And you come out. The captain turns. He stands up on hind legs. Ooh. And closes the door behind him.
What the fuck?
And then turns and faces you, Bathwick. No, he's certainly complicit in all of this.
No, he's not.
Oh, he is.
He Now I just realized that I can't
say why he's okay.
Your compelling argument that he is a follower of King Bathwick
is not gonna help. And also, I can't say that he helped us when during the mutiny, but I actually could. I could say, actually, that's what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. I could say, we tried to stop the mutiny, and he raised the lockdown.
Huh. Is this true, Rafina?
This character, well, I wasn't there when it happened, but I can vouch for this character here, this... I have a good sense of his bona fides.
Hmm. Okay. I mean...
How do you know he's a mutineer?
Well, he's one of the crew.
Yeah, but surely they aren't all involved.
Well, I mean, they were all standing over my dead body, swords pointed towards... some of you. Though I guess you weren't there, Kick, were you?
No.
You were down here.
Yeah.
Sort of prowling about.
Well, I was fishing.
Fishing, that's nice. Fishing's a good activity. I don't know if it necessarily befits I was going to say it doesn't befit a king, but I don't know about that.
What? What do you mean
Why
by that?
Why are you talking about kings?
Oh, no. No reason. We don't want to be talking about something like that with someone could be playing possum on your shoulder.
Wow.
I thought you were a ferret.
Oh, Rafina. Endear yourself to me more and more with every passing moment.
Quick, let's find that coffee.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please leave us a kind review wherever you listen to us. Also, consider supporting us by subscribing to us on Ko-fi at tinyurl.com/supportpfd, where you can gain access to lots of exclusive treats and behind-the-scenes goodies. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.